You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Welcome back, you guys, to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, the rewatch series. This is going to be, I cannot believe we're already here, season two, the finale, the grand finale, where we're going to find out who wins the Mirrorball Trophy. And let me give you a hint. It's yours truly. And sorry for the spoiler alert, but come on. If you don't know your DWTS trivia by now, welcome. And I do tons of spoiler alerts, so I'm sorry for that. But you know what? Let's get right into it. We actually, what I've been realizing here as I was setting up for this episode today, and what I do is I organize like all of the links and everything so that I can easily transfer them to our link tree, which you can find the link in our bio on at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, our Instagram page. But basically, I realized that we did three full dances. So there was only a three-couple final, which I actually really love. It was Jerry Rice, Stacey Keibler, and Drew Lachey. And each of us did three full dance. That's like almost 10 minutes each of dancing. Can you believe it? I'm not so sure if the two individual dances were actually dances we've done or that we had to redo, but we're about to check it out. So let's get started. I can't believe we're finally here. Grand finale, season two rewatch. Let's get this rewatch started, shall we? Okay, so Jerry and Anya's package going into their very first dance for the finale, they do a recap basically with the results show. So we don't recap results shows here, but what I saw was when they were the ones that got called for the final three, Jerry basically, in his words, had a heart attack on stage when they called Jerry's name. And they also showed, which was interesting, the way that he talked back, but in a respectful way to Len Goodman when Len basically called him out and said, you know, you're the worst one left as far as his dance ability goes. And he goes, well, you know, out of respect, he goes, with all due respect, I don't agree with you. And the audience went crazy. You can hear all of that in last week's rewatch episode where I talk more in depth about it. But you see, there's a fine line of like talking back, being defensive and coming across defensive, or, you know, letting the judge finish talking, whichever judge it is, and then, you know, respectfully stating your opinion. I think if he didn't do that, I'm not so sure he would have made the finals, to be quite honest. It was between him and Lisa Rinna, right? So Lisa Rinna barely made it to the finale. She made it to the semifinals. But I think that if he wouldn't have stood out like that, like even though he couldn't have stood out through his dance ability, he at least did it with his showmanship. And that is something you just can't teach. And this is why he is a Hall of Famer and the best at what he does, right? Anyway, it cuts to a cute little like studio get together with all like a lot of people in a dance studio. I'm not sure. It must have been in the Bay Area. Maybe it was a studio called Starlight. I'm not so sure. But basically all of his fans, not all, but a little bit of all of his fans were there and cheering him on. He was dancing with a fan and that was cute. Then it cuts to rehearsal and then it cuts to them rehearsing for their freestyle round, though we're not going to see that yet. We're seeing that like about the midpoint of the finale. I'm not sure if the finale was 2 or 3 hours. Again, I'm watching everything through dailymotion.com. Shout out to them. Thank you for this. And then also, I'm just looking at the individual dances because there's not like, it didn't come with one whole showing, put it that way. Anyway, Anya goes, I'm excited to do the freestyle because at the end of the day, we can show Jerry's athleticism when it comes to tricks, lifts, and all of that. Because in ballroom, as you guys know, there are rules. You don't ever see lifts in an actual standard or Latin competition in the ballroom world. So, you know, Jerry's like, I really want to push it to the next level. And then you see them rehearse at my house again. So I'll never get over it. Anyway, you know, she was really pushing them. And then you hear her in the background, Anya saying to Jerry, you know, you got to get with it. This is the finale. You got to shape up, you know, really, you know, being a taskmaster in a way, because this is the finale. Like, no matter what, even if you make it all the way to the end, the last thing you want to feel or you want the judges to say again is that you're the worst one here. So, and then the result, you guys, is going to be shocking, because let me put it this way. Jerry does not come in last place. Let's check out their first dance of the finale night, the Foxtrot. Okay, I just can't stop smiling when I watch their Foxtrot. I believe you guys, even though we may have done the dance, like I'm pretty sure this is all new choreography for the two individual dances, plus a whole new song and a whole new style for the freestyle round. This was back in the day when like the freestyle round wasn't really, it was more like a dread. It was more like, oh gosh, here we go. We're going to have to pretend not to be ballroom dancers, but we'll get there. Anyway, back to Jerry Rice and Anya's Foxtrot. This was his best dance yet. He really has mastered the ease. And what isn't ever pointed out, I have to say, that should be, when it comes to slow dances like the Foxtrot, the way that Jerry was able to sustain and really control his adrenaline by not dancing too fast to the music was actually harder than dancing to something like a quick step or like a jive where, you know, you're constantly moving. So there's no room for, you know, being off time like there is with a rumba or with a Foxtrot, for example. And he stayed on top of it, like in a good way, on top of the beat. There were not any moments of like insecurity. He knew everything that he was doing. He even put his own flair to the Foxtrot, which I really appreciated. They did execute a proper Foxtrot that is still technically American smooth. So, you know, other than the tango and quick step, you can break hold, but then obviously you want to please Len Goodman, who is a stickler for being in frame when doing a ballroom dance, right? So they did a great mix, and I thought it was one of his best dances by far. I thought he did it with such ease and grace. He didn't look like he was overthinking like he has in past weeks. I didn't even honestly check his footwork out because I was so enamored and entertained by his presence and the way he exuded such confidence and ease. And I was really impressed with his timing. So with all of that being said, you know, look, Anya did an incredible job with Jerry. The height difference, I mean, this guy is long in every way, shape, and form, right? Like his legs are long, his arms are long. And to really try and teach somebody grace, like how to be graceful with your body and the motions of, you know, your arm motion and all of that isn't easy. But he didn't also, what I appreciated as well with Jerry was the fact that he wasn't dancing too careful. Like he still definitely pushed the boundaries, but he was able to still sustain his adrenaline, which only champions can do. With all of that being said, I give Anya Trebunskaya and Jerry Rice a 9. Let's hear what the judges have to say. Like always, you know, they rotate the judge as far as like who says what first. And anytime anyone is first, the first judge to comment is the one sitting in the middle. So in this case, it's Len Goodman. Len Goodman said to Jerry and Anya, you know, he had a smile on his face, so you know it's going to be good news. Len said, Jerry, that was so elegant. That was full of grace. And that was basically, I'm just summarizing obviously what his comments, but Len Goodman said to Jerry that this was your best dance by far of the whole season. And Jerry was so happy. He was like, he actually was like hunched over because he was just so ecstatic and so relieved that Len said what he said, you know, and I think he was obviously, because he's been really been picked on, not picked on like, you know, Jerry, you know, you suck, not like that. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, he isn't the best dancer. And, you know, this is a dance competition, supposedly. But regardless, to get positive feedback from the head judge is always such a great feeling, especially because these celebrities can see how much us pro dancers really respect Len. Like, I always refer back to Len when I was coaching. I was like, well, there's not enough content. Len's going to be pissed. And then it's just going to be a downward spiral from there. So, like, it is, like, really a, such a great feeling whenever Mr. Len Goodman would comment and it would be positive feedback. Put it that way. Let's move on to the next judge. Carrie Ann said, I agree with Len. That was definitely your best dance by far. But what I want to say is that, you know, you're becoming a dancer. That was really, you were full of grace. It was great. Congratulations. So then Bruno says, look, you are a tower of strength. No wonder you're a champion. Basically said, look, I still would have loved a little bit more drive, which I totally understand what Bruno is saying. Like, he could have really glided longer, because he had to, you know, obviously when you use the length of your body to your benefit, like he actually, Jerry Rice has a similar body type to Gilles Marini, for example. Not obviously Gilles not as tall, right, or athletic, but at the end of the day, the long and the length of the body, the leanness of a body is actually helpful when it comes to foxtrots, waltzes, any of the standard dances, really, because you have to glide. But in order to glide, you have to understand, you know, first of all, how your body works. You have to overanalyze that. And then you have to lead your partner, because Anya is not as long. So therefore, your lead and your frame have to be so solid so that you kind of take, you know, the woman with you as you glide. Because, like, naturally, she wouldn't, if he were to really drive to his full potential, this would have been impossible for Anya without a connection or a lead, right? So, look, he did the best dance that he possibly could do the night of the finale when it comes to this foxtrot. And then, again, you see Len and Bruno bicker. And, you know, Len goes, Bruno, you're just judgmental. And then Tom Bergeron basically says his bit and he goes, well, that is the name of the game here. That is your job title. And then they just share laughs. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, the audience went nuts. The audience continued to go to chant Jerry's name, like Jerry, Jerry. Anyway, it was all fun. This is what happens. If you guys notice, in the finale, the judges become extra nice and loving, right? Like, at the end of the day, we want the story of the season to end on a high note, not on a negative Nancy note. So you can always expect that. Finales are going to be a feel good, like similar to the premiere, right? We're just wrapping it up and we want people to leave watching this show on a high, not in a negative way, except I would say for the controversial season when Bobby Bones won. That was hard to swallow for everyone in the ballroom. I'm not even talking about myself, but like the people who I saw and heard that night when they announced his name, poor Bobby. I mean, it was just the gasp. Anyway, we'll get there in probably 2028. But until then, let's see their scores here. Okay, so Jerry Rice and Anya Trebunskaya got a 9, 9, and 8. Boo, Bruno. But the audience definitely shared their thoughts for sure by booing Bruno. But look, at the end of the day, you know, it's all fun and games. I think this is almost like the best position to be in when it's the finale, because you know that most likely you're not going to win. So there's just really no pressure. You're just happy to be in the finals. And I've experienced it all, folks. There's nothing like pressure. Like, I will never forget Gilles and I only mentioned Gilles because I just interviewed him for the podcast, but just coming up with a freestyle routine and a song. It was like so many back and forth. Like, we were just back and forth constantly with ideas. Anyway, Jerry Rice and Anya got a total score of 26 out of 30.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, so let's move on to Stacey Keibler and Tony Devilani as they dance a jive for round one of the finale. Basically, you see them trying all these lifts, and honestly, they're almost the same height. If not, maybe Stacey might have been, she's a little taller than Tony. Anyway, it's not easy, right? Like, even though she's tiny, I'm sure that it's still harder just to whip your body around, let's say, Tony's neck. Like, what Tony was trying to do was, you know, do a cradle basically in and then have her flip in the air and then land on his opposite shoulder from where she was. So she went from his left shoulder to his right to then sit on his right shoulder to then lift to then literally hold her foot up in the air, like straight up in the air, and I think that was their ending pose, which they end up, I believe, doing at the end. But she basically, she got stuck like halfway through the lift and she kept saying, I can't do it, Tony. I can't do it. And then he tries again. He goes, don't flip there. And you see them struggle. And then Tony goes, I'm going to bring her to my friend who works with trapeze artists. Because I think, you know, for Stacey, being in the air in general isn't necessarily fun for her. I have to say, and the same goes for me, right? Like, I did not learn lifts because I never needed to, because you don't do that in ballroom dancing. So whenever there are lifts or, you know, lifts allowed, there was always that pressure for me because I don't like, especially when it comes to us pro girls, having, even if he's an athlete, even if he's strong, you still like, you can't just do lifts if you are not used to the person you're dancing with. It's really scary. And that's how injuries happen. Like, I'll never forget trying to do a lift with Ray Lewis. And honestly, my rotator cuff was all jacked up and he bowed out anyway because he was injured. But honestly, it was best for me too, because I was very close to being injured. I had to get all these injections. It was a whole thing of cortisone. It was not fun on my back. Anyway, the point is that they go and see Tony's friend. I don't know if it's really his friend, but he's a trapeze artist coach. And so here she is like in a full, like, I would say like a backyard, huge backyard or grass area of her strapped on in the air and having her like do back flips just so that she can get used to being in the air and not being so scared when Tony does these lifts with her. And then you see her do a couple of like huge like lifts by herself as, you know, the trapeze coach, Tony's friend, is training her. And then as soon as she finishes that and she gets through it, you know, everyone is so happy that she got through it, including Stacey. She kisses the ground. She goes, oh, the ground. I feel you, girl. I feel your pain. And then you see them back at rehearsal, rehearsing for their jive, to where, like, look, I think a lot of us, when they ask us to redo a dance, we use a lot of the same steps, because at the end of the day, we're still having to execute a proper ballroom dance. And with that comes basic moves, right? So in the jive, you see them in a way repeat a lot of their steps. Now, when it comes to the finale, there's a fine line, right? Like, you can't just repeat the routine without making it musical, because the music is completely different. So, you know, what I see a lot of like open gold steps that Tony is teaching Stacy, and a lot of it is repetition. So there's like, you know, this windmill thing, and then it's like they do four of them, and it's almost like you can guess that it how many they're going to do. And that's when you don't want it to be predictable. Like, it's fine in the earlier rounds, but you really have to either make your choreography super musical to where it's crowd pleasing, right? Where the naked eye could literally see, okay, well, here in the music, like for our jive, which we'll see here soon, but it was, I think it was Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, Elvis Presley. And there's those shaky moments. Those like, da 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 da, whatever. Anyway, something like that. You want to dance to that. Like, you don't want to ignore those piece, those like hits and those accents in the music. Those are really great crowd pleasing moments. So anyway, let's see what Tony and Stacy bring us in their jive for round one of the finale. Okay, well, I have to say there was a lot of improvement actually when it comes to Stacy's kicks and flicks in the jive. If you remember the last time she did it, I said that there could have been a lot more bounce and a lot more rebound in her jive kicks, and that when she kicked the last time I saw her do jive in the previous weeks, which you can listen here, she would kick outwards instead of down towards the ground. But I have to say, like, wow, they, especially the very first few eights of this, when they were still in their like suit jackets before they did a wardrobe reveal, she looked so good. Her legs and feet looked pretty like that was perfect. Like, the way the height and the way that they both just looked so in sync, it was shocking. Actually, it was one of the best I've ever seen in all seasons of Dancing with the Stars. Then it started fading for me as soon as the jacket came off. Like, mind you, let's give them a little bit of grace here, right? Like, there's three full dances. It's not easy, even with dance experience. I don't care who you are, even as pros, to do three full dances like this with the amount of pressure and how exhausted we are after going 7 days a week for the last, the show was 8 weeks. So for the last 11 to 12 weeks, like 3 months, 7 days a week, not easy. But now we're hitting that time in our bodies where it's fight, flight, or freeze. And we're either going to get through this, and we're not even going to we're not even phased as far as like how tired we are, because we've already passed that stage. It's like delirious at this point, but our muscle memory gets us through, right? Our bodies are so like, it's so brilliant, like how our bodies actually can just get us through tough times in general, right? It always saves our lives, like literally. And this is the same thing for the three finalists. You know, it was not easy from what I remember. It was rough, especially rehearsal. Like, that next day after the results show, it was a drag. Like, oh my God, I can't believe we have to do this to choreograph. And there's so much to do in just a short turnaround with three full new dances, basically. But I have to say, I think the choreography could have been a lot more intricate on Tony's part. Like, instead of, again, repeating triple step, toes, touch, toe, touch, you know, like four times, like we could have just mixed it up a little. But he had a great foundation that he had obviously worked very hard with Stacy when it comes to her kicks and flicks and the quality of movement. Hence, you saw improvement, right? Look, this is about the celebrity, obviously. So I'm going to give Tony and Stacy a 10. Let's hear what the judges have to say, shall we? Bruno goes, well, you are the ultimate pinup girl. And it did sound like he said peanut girl. But at first, I think Stacy was like, wait, what? And then she finally realized Bruno meant pinup. But, you know, we know Bruno has been goo goo gaga over Stacy this whole season. Like, Stacy could do no wrong, right? Len is next. And Len basically said, look, you, in a way, you know, you definitely set the standard. This must be really hard for you because you've set your own standard and you've just been so great and consistent throughout the competition. He goes, you know, Tony, you did a great job. And, you know, whenever Len points out the dancers, like, it really does mean, or it meant so much to us. He did that with me a few times. I remember once with Jack Osborne and maybe with Gil and Juan Pablo, and then maybe the freestyle with Drew. I don't know. But whenever he does that, like, he really means it. And you know it's sincere. So Tony was, you know, saying thank you and did it like a mini bow to him. And then basically just told Stacy how incredible she is. Let's hear what Carrie Ann has to say. So I guess this round was a round where we get to choose what dance we wanted to do again with different choreography, a different routine, and a different song. So they obviously chose a jive. That means then Jerry Rice and Anya, more like us professionals, get to choose, because the celebrity, if smart, will leave it up to us. And if you don't let this pros decide, you probably didn't make the final. Put it that way. You got to leave it up to your teacher who knows best, right? Anyway, so I'm sure Anya chose the foxtrot, and I'm pretty sure I think I chose the cha-cha for Drew. But anyway, before we get there, Carrie Ann basically said, look, you guys were super in sync. You know, it was smart of you to choose the jive. This is a great dance for you. You were very animated, which is a great thing that Carrie Ann could say, right? Because she wasn't like showing enough feeling in her tango in the previous weeks. So if anything, this is definitely, the jive is definitely a dance for Stacey Keibler, because she is naturally, she exudes positivity, she exudes happiness, and this is definitely the style that she, you know, that she would nail, because you didn't have to work too hard to pretend to feel something you don't feel. She feels the jive. Me, on the other hand, like personally, I don't feel the jive ever, like never, unless if it's a sexy jive, which is very rare, right? So anyway, like for me, if I was a celebrity, I'd be like tango, paso doble, rumbas, any Latin dance, but the jive. But it ain't about me, is it? Let's see what the judges gave Tony and Stacey. So Stacey Keibler and Tony Devolani got 3 tens, and they got a perfect score, 30 out of 30. So that leaves them at the number one spot for the finale so far, right? So Jerry Rice got a 26 out of 30. We've got Stacey Keibler at a perfect score. I think she's gotten like 75 perfect scores, you guys. So obviously I would say that, you know, the judges and the people at home, I mean, Drew and I, for sure, we were like, this is a long shot. Like, let's just not focus on the result. Let's focus on what's ahead of us, what's unfolding in front of our eyes, which is the Paso Doble right now. So let's check that out. The Paso Doble was something that we chose to redo and improve in hopes to get a perfect score. Do we?
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, so basically it starts out with, you know, Tom saying that Drew and Cheryl, yours truly, they have a lot of pressure going into this round after seeing, which we're used to by now, seeing Tony and Stacey get a perfect score. Obviously, they're, you know, pinning us up together as they have So it was kind of obvious that we weren't going to make the finals. I don't think they do it to this day because it is obvious when you just pick out two couples and like putting them against one another, you know that these two are going to make the finals. So they're not as obvious today. But anyway, our package starts out with us just sitting on the bench at Third Street Dance, which is a popular dance studio in Los Angeles, for all my listeners that don't know what I'm talking about, that we used to rehearse at prior to Dancing with the Stars making their DWTS studios. So basically, we're sitting on the bench. We are looking like, I know I am for sure looking defeated. Like, let me just tell you this. When it comes to the freestyle round, this song, Ride, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, was something that I honestly had to really marinate. And I didn't even give my approval until the last second, until the producers were like, Cheryl, we need to clear the music. So you need to let us know. Because I don't know what it was between, but I believe that I just didn't love it. And when the choreographer or your pro partner doesn't love the music, most likely it's not going to show in their dance either, right? Because we both need to be on the same wavelength when it comes to music choice. Picking Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy was all Drew Lachey's idea. Like it was quick. Like when they started talking to us about a freestyle round, I was like, first of all, I didn't believe them. I was like, you guys were not making the final. And that was a few weeks prior to the finale. But when they really said, okay, you have to choose. And this was like, I would say this was before the semifinals. Before we went live for the semifinals, we had to choose, right? So Drew goes, look, Cheryl, I know you don't love country music. Mind you, I love country music now. So don't be offended for those that love it. But I didn't back then. And though I know this song like had some like umph, because I love country music that has like, you know, it's got to make me feel something. It took me a while. I had to like replay it on my, in the car, using the CD. Yes, there were CDs, kids, back in that day. We didn't have anything but literally CDs. When I was moving out of my house, all I found were old CDs with labels on them, like freestyle with like black marker, right? Anyway, that's how we listened to it. So I put the CD in my car as I was driving to most likely get help with my choreography at a dance studio all the way in Orange County, even though I was living in LA. I did that often. Like I would go on off hours, which were just a few hours at night, really. And I would be just prepping and prepping. All I did was prep and prep and prep so that I never came into the studio empty handed like I did before we did our first round of the Paso Doble that week four, I believe, to Thriller, right? By Michael Jackson. I didn't come prepped, but so I learned my lesson. Anywho, that was, I'm glad I learned it in the earlier seasons, put it that way. But I finally grew to love it, I guess, but still, like Drew was so adamant about dancing to this song. And mind you, you know, we're basing our freestyle round. Also, if you look at season one, which we've rewatched and recapped here on this podcast that you can listen to if you haven't already, it was basically just ballroom in a way, numbers, still in dance shoes. Like there was no real freestyle to it other than them like executing a ballroom dance with lifts, right? Like Charlotta and John, you know, all of that. Kelly, Monaco, and Alec, they all did like either a standard dance that included more of like a show number in lifts and then a Latin dance that included lifts and just more of a show routine. We wanted to go into this and really take advantage of the fact that what style have you not seen? Like what is not predictable? Well, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. So that's how it all began. But first, let me go back to the package. Okay, so then I remember I was told that we were going to do another out of studio package before, and this is going back to the package, by the way, for right before we do our first dance of the first round in the finale, which is a Paso Doble to Thriller, right? So they take us to Saddle Ranch, which I thought we were just going to ride the mechanical bull and it was going to be so like predictable what the producers want us to do. Hence, we're doing a Paso Doble. So let's just get on a bull, you know, and like hurt ourselves before the finale. So we walk in and I was in complete shock. But I remember telling my producer at the time, who was eventually the showrunner, Ashley Edens, shout out to her. I was like, Ashley, do we really have to waste time and leave the studio and ride a stupid mechanical bull when it's not going to help the Paso Doble whatsoever? And she goes, Cheryl, just listen, just go. It's not going to take long. We've already got everything set up. We walk in Saddle Ranch. If anyone's been to the Saddle Ranch on Sunset Boulevard, it is dark. Like shocking that they're even filming there, right? Like I don't even know if there's any overhead light. Anyway, We walk in, there's like a little curtain you have to go through. And there were our family and friends. And, you know, I see Wendy Johnson's face there. If you guys want to put a face to Wendy, my secret weapon, if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the previous episodes. She's there. She has a little short black hair with a huge smile on her face. She's always so full of positivity. And then you see Nick, of course, any way to include him one last time. And then you see his wife, who was pregnant at the time, Leah, along with all of his friends and family. And then it cuts to a video clip, a VHS clip of Drew and Nick's dad, you know, and his mom. And they are basically just congratulating us for making it and that they're sorry they couldn't be here supporting us. And there's tears. And then it's back to rehearsal of us rehearsing this Paso Doble and how Drew said, look, we're going to go out there and give it our all. We're either going to, you know, we're going to try our best to like hopefully make it and win the mirror ball. But if not, we're going to fail to try. And I just really loved his attitude. I think when it comes to like the nervous, like feeling of anxiety that Drew kind of had for a solid 3-4 weeks in the competition, I believe like he was able just to shake it off. Cause at the end of the day, we were similar to Jerry, right? I mean, we're not the ones that have the highest average score as of that time, like as of the first round of the finale. Like we weren't always at the top of the leaderboard, like ever. It was always Stacy and Tony. They got the first perfect score early in the competition. I would say like week 3 or week 4 even. That's early. And we just got our first perfect score the previous week, like the semifinal round, I believe, or the quarterfinal round of season 2. So we have nothing to lose. So let's watch our Paso Doble to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Okay, so they definitely added howls to our song. They didn't have the like, oh, sound ever in the first round, but they were jazzing it up for us. I have to say this time around, Drew's Paso Doble was a lot more calm. Like it's so easy for celebrity, especially men when they do Paso Doble or even women to become stiff because Paso Doble in a way is a marching dance, right? You march literally from, you alternate your feet from right to left or left to right, doesn't matter. And you're just marching and there's nothing graceful about marching, right? But with Paso Doble, what makes it graceful and what makes it beautiful and more of a fluid dance, I guess you can say, that has different dynamics to it is the shaping. So when you really stretch your body, like you don't just, it's not everything is staccato, not everything is sharp, right? You've got moments of fluidity, you have moments of grace, you have moments of shaping and really pushing your body outside of its comfort zone. Like your body hasn't stretched, or in general, this is why people lose weight. You're shocking your body, right? Like, people, this is not normal what we do. We're like literally our body is contorted like in every shape, way, form like you can possibly imagine to the maximum, by the way. We don't half-ass anything in ballroom, right? So when it comes to the Paso Doble, it's so easy for it just to be one way, which is stomping, marching, kind of stiff. But what we worked on, now that I am watching this in real time and talking to you guys, I remember working on the fluidity of it, not showing the transitions as much and making everything flow into one big step, basically, from beginning, middle, and end. And I remember the first time around, it was he was very nervous, which made his shoulders rise up to his ears. And I also see that his wardrobe changed a little. So instead of wearing, I don't know what he was wearing before. I don't know if it was a jacket, but like, I mean, you really saw his shoulders down, which meant that whenever he lifted his arms or created shape within his elbow, between his elbow and his wrists or whatever, he was able to really, you were able to see his neck, right? Like he stretched, he exaggerated his posture because he knew that the judges harped on him about his shoulders being too high. And then he transferred that energy down into the ground, which is what is needed in ballroom dancing, right? All of that tension, that nervous energy needs to go down into your feet, into the ground, not the opposite way. You never want to be so, your energy needs to, you need to breathe. In order for all of this to happen and create motion and fluid movement that looks coordinated and looks rehearsed is if you breathe through it all. And this is something that he did. He mastered because, again, it's all mental. Like there was zero pressure on us. It was all the pressure was on poor Stacy and Tony, really. And all we could do, and I remember like we weren't giving up by any means. We just went in there and we were like, hey, whatever happens, happens. Like solid season. Like, this was an amazing season for the both of us. It was my first season. So I'm not going to score, as I don't score, but I would like to see double digits. I don't know about you. Let's see what the judges have to say first. So Carrie Ann said, woo, because like, the audience were going, they were going crazy. I mean, even when Carrie Ann was talking, like, you could barely hear her, but the audience, they were on their feet. I mean, it was so, it was extra long, like that part where that middle awkward part where you finish your dance, you bow, back then at least, and then you walk over, right? And it was so loud. It was like the loudest it's ever been, I would say, that season. But you could tell Drew was happy. You saw Nick and Drew's wife, Leah, in the audience in the same seats. They were on their feet. There was just a sense of calm and ease. And I just don't really remember like those moments as far as like when I'm dancing. But I do remember afterwards, like right after. Because like, you know, when you're really present in whatever you do, you don't necessarily remember the feeling. You feel maybe at times that you're having an outer body experience, some people may say. I like to say you've hit that fourth state of consciousness where you're just so present, you almost feel like you've blacked out, right? That's always a great thing because then you know it's in your muscle memory. And I have to say there was a sense of ease watching him dance. It wasn't so stressful, yet we were able to hit, like when your body isn't so tense, you're able to hit certain pieces in the music where maybe it's not rehearsed, but like you're really able to eat it all up. Let's put it that way. Okay, anyway. Carrie Ann said, the Paso Doble is full of passion. It's elegance. It's power. And you did all of that tonight. Congratulations. Let's hear from the next judge. Bruno says, what's so amazing about you in particular and in this competition is that you've achieved to be a real and true leading man. And for me, that is such a huge compliment because I never want to go out there think like looking like I'm the one leading my partner. Though at times, yes, am I really like helping and guiding my partner? Yes. But at the end of the day, when you do that, and it's like, when I see, like, for example, I'll see certain pros to this day, you'll see them like yell at their partners during the live show, like 5, 6, 7, 8. Like what they don't understand, I believe, honestly, is the fact that these are just numbers to celebrities. You can say 5, 6, 7, 8 times 7, 75. Like it means nothing, right? So like there is a way to still be able to guide no matter how big, how small your celebrity is without you mouthing the counts or yelling at your partner on live television during your dance. If they still don't know the rhythm, maybe you need to change it to make it easier for them to hear it. Even if they don't hear music. If they don't hear music, there's got to be a signal, like a feeling, like if they state, if they are like in tune with your touch, let's say, right? Maybe you need to squeeze their hand if they're moving too fast. Like this needs to be like an inner dialogue that isn't spoken on live television because it's never cute when you see the pros trying to get their celebrity to either dance faster or slower. Like it's just not good. And this is what rehearsal's for. So like at the end of the day, you need to get it to where your celebrity is comfortable enough where you don't have to yell. Even if adrenaline takes over, you got to take that into consideration. Maybe we don't go slow here. If it's a quick step, maybe instead of doing slow, quick, quick, we just have to stick to quick, 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 because that's what your celebrity feels, right? It's easier for us pros to change and alter our choreography and our counts and whatever we hear versus the celebrity, especially since by the time you know that this isn't going to work, it's probably only a couple days till the live show. So change you for any pro dancers listening. Don't change your poor celebrity. He or she already has enough on their plate. But basically, Bruno said, this is amazing. And yes, you are a true leading man. And I love that he said that. And, you know, you've really come into your own. So let's hear what Len has to say. Len said, look, all I have to say is that this is the best final that I've ever seen. He goes, in all the series that he's been a part of, he's probably including Strictly Come Dancing, because he goes, in all 5 series of all Dancing with the Stars, right? Like in all of the different shows that he's judged, he said that I believe that we have the best girl and the best guy in the finale tonight. I think people thought, I'll never forget this actually, I think people thought that he was referring to me, but now that I'm watching it, and maybe I thought that at the time as well, which was a great boost to my ego, especially since we had 2 more dances left to do that night. He was talking about Stacey Keibler, obviously, and Drew Lachey. Let's get our scores. And there you have it. We got 10, 10, 10, a perfect score, which gives us a 30 out of 30. We are right there with Stacey Keibler and Tony Devilani neck and neck. And then we've still got Jerry Rice and Anya, obviously 26 out of 30. But you guys, if you don't know the result by now, you're going to be shocked when you find out the final result. But let's head into what changed my life forever. Okay, this one dance, the freestyle round, literally, like, I am so branded by this dance. And to this day, I get people coming up to me and be like, oh my God, the Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. And I have to say, thank you, Drew, for forcing me to do it, because I honestly would have chosen a whole other type of song and most likely dance as well. So this definitely put me on the map, and I was nominated for an Emmy for this freestyle. The one thing I think, the reason why, I mean, obviously I was up against like High School Musical, Kenny, like it was just like, it was a whole thing. But Kenny Ortega, like obviously he was going to win, but I was also up against myself in the same category. So I had two dances nominated in the same category. So in a way it kind of worked against each other. Like I had Thriller nominated and Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy freestyle nominated. So, but I had a blast. I brought my mom. It was an event I'll never forget.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's head into the freestyle round. Round two of the finale, starting with Jerry Rice and Anya Trebunskaya. Okay, so this is interesting. So I can't find the whole like package and then the, you know, commentary and then even like individually the freestyle dance for Jerry Rice and Anya. So what I found though, which you guys will see if you're rewatching this on, and you can check that out in the link in our bio on our Instagram page at Sex Lies and Spray Tans. But what I do see is like a recap of that whole round with Jerry and Anya. I'm not sure. I did an extensive research on this on the internet and I can't find it. So anyway, the point is that I'm still going to be able to do it because they show like, I would say 3/4 of the dance, I'll be able to still like recap it for you, but I just can't recap their package. So basically what we did for the finale was we did the individual dance, right? That we've done already the same exact like style, which is like for our case, it was the jive, but different song and different routine. So next week I will, because I was like, this is going to be a long freaking episode. Next week we will reveal who the actual mirror ball champions were of season two, along with who was in second and third place, along with our individual dance, which is just one dance. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we are starting the freestyle round officially right now. And with Jerry and Anya, they do like a disco number. It's super cute. They're like in matching jumpsuits, basically. Anya has like a very, like, obviously it was made out of like, not spandex, but I forgot the material. But anyways, it's the stretchy material. Anya has a red like afro on. Like they both come out with like matching wigs. Jerry has one on, and Jerry just looked like he's having a ball. Like he full on had his own style. And I'll kind of recap what I saw from the first package was their rehearsal for the freestyle. And Anya saying, put your own groove into this freestyle. Like this is you. We're celebrating you for making it this far. Make it your own. And when you say that to a celebrity who has no dance experience, you're kind of leaving him hanging. This is what I used to say that to my celebrity, just like, you know, just feel it. Like you can't say that to people who don't feel anything as far as dancing goes. I'm not saying they don't feel in general, but like when you say to, a novice or someone with no dance experience like Jerry, like just put your own groove to it. Like clearly he doesn't groove. Like it's just doesn't come natural, but he did find a way to actually, and it was really cute to make it his own. He was having a blast. They added electric slide in there. It was similar. I from what I remember, it was kind of similar. Like the theme of their freestyle was similar to Stacey's, which is why I think ours stood out so much, right? Honestly, it was good. They had one big lift from what I saw. Maybe there was a few of them, but the transitions were great. Like already for me, from comparing this to season one and the freestyle rounds that they did with the final two couples, which was Kelly Monaco and John O'Hurley and their partners, this was already a level up for me. Like it was a mess, those freestyles compared to season two. So from what I saw, I give Jerry Rice and Anya a 9. Then it basically cuts to the judges. So let's hear what they have to say, not individually again, because this is like a recap. So what they did was for the finale, Tom would recap the final, which was the night before, the previous night. So I'm pretty sure the first hour was just a recap episode. Then the second hour was the actual individual dance of the three finalists along with the results. And I'm sure the other couples that were a part of season two came back and may have done like a performance from, I don't remember, but we'll get there next week. Okay, let's hear what the judges have to say. So then it cuts to Len, and Len goes, look, I have to say those lifts were incredible. So obviously there was more than one lift, but yes, it was very clean what they did. And it looked just so effortless, easy and fun. And then Len goes, I've never laughed so hard. The last time I laughed this hard was when my first wife left me or something like that. Anyway, it was funny. And Len looked so genuinely like happy. And, he had a man crush on Jerry Rice, you could tell. And then it cuts to them in the red room. This is a clip. I'm pretty sure I have the full version for Stacey and for Drew. Like you see the package, like the normal thing that I've been recapping. But for this specific couple, it's really hard to find. Anyway, Jerry Rice stays in character when he's in the red room with Samantha Harris. And he goes, because I'm cool like that. Like I'm just like, he's really playing that like 70s, pimp. And Anya is like totally jamming with him, like in character. You see her like playing up. You could tell that she really likes the way she looks with this afro on her head. And then Jerry's like, what is she doing? Because Anya's literally like shaking her, like rolling her hips and like doing like a booty roll as Samantha literally has the mic in Jerry's face. And he goes, baby, I'm just rolling with the wind or whatever he's saying. Jerry goes, daddy's talking right now. And that is so funny. I'm pretty sure like this charming moment is why Jerry came in the place that he came in. That leaves Jerry Rice and Anya with 3 9s, a total of 27 out of 30. So whatever that total number is for the final round on Monday night, or whatever night it was, I think it was Thursday actually, they got a 26 for their Foxtrot, add another 27, you do the math, and that's where they are on the leaderboard. Let's move on to Stacey and Tony's freestyle round right now. Okay, I hate to say this because I love Tony and I think what he does is amazing and real talk. Like what he produces, and he's one of the best teachers. Like hands down, I will go on the record and say that. As far as us, and I'm included in all of this, to think outside of the box of ballroom is so hard when you've been trained only in ballroom dancing, point blank. Like we weren't part of the whole like Derek and Julianne Hough, like school of dance in a way, where they were started in Utah. They were like trained and introduced to different styles of dance before they took ballroom seriously, right? They did jazz, they did contemporary, they did hip hop, they did it all. Now, for people like in our era, right, like Max, me, Tony, we were strictly ballroom dancers. So even me doing Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, the amount of times that we had to alter that choreography, because it was like, it started out real basic, was insanity up until the last second, right? We kept changing it even after shooting our wides, which you guys now know, you know, the infamous wides we have to shoot like a few days before we do the live show for the director to choreograph supposedly the cameras, right? But at the end of the day, we just kept changing it, like up until camera blocking. And even after that, after seeing on camera, which is camera blocking happens the day before the live show, you know, we changed it. Like, I remember Drew's wife helping us through it because it was like, it wasn't challenging enough. And this is what I feel with what happened with Tony and Stacy, except that what Tony didn't get was help. I'm pretty sure he didn't get much help that this whole season. So when you make a freestyle routine or any routine in that, of that matter, about the pro, that's a mistake. Like, you never want to highlight yourself, right? You always want to highlight the contestant, which is the celebrity. And that's when you shine as a pro dancer. And that's something why, like, I know Wendy and I had a long conversation about our freestyle. Like, at the end of the day, Cheryl, she said to me, you got to have Drew be really into it. And he's into Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. And it's about a cowboy. So it ain't about you. And there we go. So I listened. Thank God I did. But I understand why Tony did this. I get it. Was it different? Yes, it was only season two. I have to say, it was still better than any of the freestyle rounds I saw for season one, but this just wasn't going to cut it. That whole like lead up into the lift with her being flipped around on and seated on his opposite shoulder and then lifting her leg up, that whole trapeze thing, she barely made it, but she did. She made it and then was so happy at the end and relieved. But that was like, even like the certain accents in the music, it was like as if they weren't listening to the music when choreographing this. It's a shame. They did a mixture of like Hustle, but like if you've seen So You Think You Can Dance, like in the earlier days especially, look, this is the one thing that So You Think has that I wish Dancing with the Stars would do this. I wish they would bring in choreographers, especially for freestyle rounds. Like, it really helps. It also saves a lot of time so that I don't have to go on my own time, which I barely have, right? Leading into this finale, like, it was so stressful. And I don't know. I think that especially, well, nowadays it's different because you're dealing with other types of dancers, not just strictly ballroom dancers. A lot of these kids are from So You Think You Can Dance now, but you know, there are ways of spicing up a hustle, for example. A hustle is a dance style that is not in the Latin or standard or smoother rhythm genre, but it is a style of its own, similar to Argentine tango. Like, there's Argentine tango competitions. There's also mambo salsa competitions, or mambo, that is, competitions. Salsa is one of the five rhythm dances. Anyways, American rhythm, that is. But when it comes to freestyle, like, you're supposed to hang it, like, leave it all out on the dance floor, right? And I think this was what set the tone as far as the emphasis on how important freestyles are. Like, you could have an amazing, and I've experienced it with Gilles. It was so heartbreaking. Like, we were, as far as our average score goes, we were for sure like a million points above anyone, even Sean Johnson. But it was that freestyle that highlighted me, because you had to. It was flash dance. Like, hello, there was no way of manipulating that. But this was something Gilles said, I have to do. So he did it, and we did it, and we lost. And though we didn't lose by a lot, still we lost. We could have easily won it. And I think same thing here goes for Tony and Stacy. They could have easily taken this Mirrorball trophy home if their freestyle would have not been about him and would have been about Stacy, and they would have added more challenging tricks, more challenging, like, and thinking outside the box, like the hustle. There's so many great accents that were just not used, and you can see it. So make sure you guys rewatch it. Let me know your opinion. Go to our Instagram page at Sex Lies and Spray Tans to check it out, and then also comment and let me know your thoughts. I give Tony and Stacy an 8, unfortunately. So Carrie Ann goes, you know, I have to say that you are the best dancer here, like by far. And I think we can all agree on that. She said, but when it comes to the freestyle, I was expecting way more. And honestly, it just looked like a basic jazz routine. And I have to agree with Carrie Ann wholeheartedly. And then, of course, Tony gets defensive and it doesn't help. Right. Like at the end of the day, the judges have made their decision. But obviously, we're all humans and we all react instead of respond. And especially when, you know, Tony can taste the mirror ball, like literally. The next day, we're going to know. And, you know, we didn't even make the point that back then on the show how important the freestyle round is. You know, it was just all fun and games until Drew and I did it, which wasn't intentional. We weren't like, oh, we're going to kill him with our freestyle. We were just like, we hope we don't get laughed at, especially for me coming from the ballroom world. Like I had a reputation to, you know, to hold, and I didn't want to make everyone in the ballroom industry think I'm like a joke by doing a cowboy dance. But anyway. Tony gets super defensive and he goes, I didn't expect anything from you anyway. And then Carrie Ann goes, I know, Tony, like, I know, but ouch, you don't say that. This just does not make the whole partnership because you represent each other, right? Like, it just, it didn't look good. It goes back to that time where in the beginning of season two, you see Tony do that similar, like, he gets defensive with Len. It's just not a good look. It takes a while to shake it off too. And then like they had a great run up until now. Let's hear what the rest of the judges have to say. I also remember, FYI, there was no package prior to our freestyle round. Hence why they showed that one package of us rehearsing both dances, the first round of our dances and this freestyle round. So just wanted to make that clear. Hence why there was no package for Stacey and Tony. Len says, basically, you're not going to get anything different from me, Tony. Unfortunately, look, Stacey, in a way, you've set the bar to a fault. So you've set it so high that I expected so much more. The lift at the end was great, what he said, but I honestly, it's the finale. Like, it was underwhelming is basically what he said. This is not quoted, but okay. So basically, you know, the judges are told not to talk to us pros as much, right? And I think especially this season, because I could see that the judges were wanting to say something to Tony, but Tony was obviously giving off energy of him being defensive. So the judges had to focus more on just the performance as it was without pointing fingers, which it is a final. Like normally it's feel good, right? I think this is why maybe, for example, they dance second, not last. So to close the show out or the final, you want to be able to end on a high note, as I mentioned earlier in this episode. So Bruno goes, for once, I have to agree with the judges. Basically, I just expected so much more. And look, it was still good. It was a fine routine, but it just wasn't what we expected after you've set the bar so high. The audience, they didn't really react, which shows me that they agree. There were a few boos, but it wasn't like thunder. Like it wasn't like, so they weren't so offended by it because it's true. And unfortunately, and I'm sure Tony would say the same thing, that he really just, it didn't hold, like you expect the final dance to be better than anything you've ever done or different at least so that you don't compare, right? Like it's hard to compare a freestyle to a Latin or specific ballroom dance, right? Like there's no technique really. The technique is don't mess up and don't, you know, drop your celebrity or drop your pro partner when doing lifts. Like you just have to still make the transition smooth. It was very monotone until the end. Let's see what the judges score Tony and Stacey for their freestyle before heading into Drew Lachey's freestyle round. I have to add, Stacey was basically almost in tears. Like she was holding back tears. And I think Stacey knew that like this routine wasn't going to be amazing, but I think she was most likely counting on the other dances to help. But like, yeah, it's never a good feeling. Believe me, like I felt the same when I got those remarks from the judges after doing the freestyle with the Giel. It was such a bummer because we worked so hard. And then like for it not to like peak and for it to like go down, the momentum stopped right there at the freestyle round is never a good feeling.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, so they get their scores 8, 9, 9, and the audience, they don't even boo. So right then and there, you know, okay, it was probably deserved. And Tony's face, though, he was in like complete like shock. Look, I think there comes a time where you have to have like a come to Jesus, like especially for the pros. If you feel like your routine can be better, just it doesn't hurt to ask for help, right? Like, honestly, Tony had so many resources back then. He could have gotten the help needed. And he could have, like, I'm pretty sure some of the producers may have said to him, like, look, are you going to make it a little bit more challenging? And, you know, when someone's defensive or whatever, and yes, does Tony know better? Absolutely. But, like, you sometimes have to put your guard down and just listen, because this is a TV show at the end of the day, and a lot was riding on this freestyle round, regardless if we kind of knew or not. Like, this is a big moment. You're in the finals. Make it so that you're leaving all your blood, sweat, and tears out on the dance floor. That's all you can do, especially, or also what a waste of a season, right? Like, even with Flashdance with Gio, I know I keep saying this, but like, we made it very challenging. Like, it was not easy. And you'll hear in my interview with him, I don't know if it's already aired by the time you listen to this, but he had to get shoulder surgery. Literally, his rotator cuff was all messed up because it was the freestyle. Literally, we were definitely stepping outside of the comfort zone, right? Like, by far. And every week we were. But what killed us was Sean Johnson and Mark, because Mark also has been introduced to different styles and he is so versatile, right? And it was just so much better, their freestyle. Anyway, Stacey was answering Samantha's question when Samantha was asking, like, well, how do you feel? Like, and she basically, both of them alluded to the fact that it doesn't matter what the judges' scores are, it matters for people at home. So make sure you guys vote. And then Stacey goes, well, I'm going to come back tomorrow and we're going to really give you a killer number for the finale, basically. So let's move on to the last dance and last part of this rewatch series. Next week will be the finale. Just to be clear, I'm not going to recap our final dance, right? The final three couples dances until next week, as well as talk a lot more, since I'll have more time, about the behind the scenes leading up to the announcement of season two's champions. Okay. I have kind of talked about it already throughout this episode, but there was a lot of insecurity going into this freestyle round. Like, first of all, like I said earlier, I hate being lifted. This was not something that I wanted to do, let alone Drew isn't the biggest guy in the world. So I always was self-conscious about like how much I weighed and like if I was so heavy that, you know, we couldn't do these lifts like with fluidity and grace. There was always this insecurity because, like, at the end of the day, we had nothing to compare it to, really. I mean, we had first season's freestyles, but I remember, like, Wendy would help with the structure of our actual choreography when it comes to the freestyle. And then, like, Leah, you know, his wife, fun fact, I don't know if you guys know this, but she is a dancer. Like, she comes from the dancing world, but a different style. So she definitely, like, I think she's helped, like, 98 Degrees with their, like, little choreography. I know they're not known for dancing, but, like, the music videos, like, I know that she was heavily involved, but she was a third eye that we needed. We needed fresh eyes. So I remember Leah coming into the studio and helping us at a crisis. Cause, like, when you work on something so much, like, I just knew this wasn't it. Like, we weren't done with what we produced as far as this routine goes. It went through so many different changes. Like, I've never done anything like it before up until the last second. Because, like, we knew that if at the end of the day we weren't huffing and puffing and that we weren't challenging ourselves or, like, the transitions weren't fast enough, like, there was accents. There was tons of accents that needed to be hit in this particular music, right? In this cut that we got of the version of Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy that we weren't hitting. It was just like, we were just line dancing. I would say up until the live show day, we were changing it constantly. Okay. So I recently posted our freestyle dance to, like, Beyonce's new country single. But so as far as, like, me recapping the dance, I pretty much know it, but it was spot on. Like, I think the amount of times, then we went on tour and then we would perform this dance on tour. And I have to say that, like, every time we would be introduced, like, Drew Lachey and Cheryl freestyle as part of the tour's 2-hour show, the state, like, the, where it wasn't theaters back then, right? It was like where the Lakers would play, right? So Staples, like, we would fill, it would be sold out. As stadiums, it would be like thousands, not just a thousand. It was like thousands of people would come and see us perform live in their city. And the uproar, like, I have chills just listening to it or just talking about it, was insanity. The whole place vibrated, you guys. This was insane. Like, this routine that I still think definitely, I mean, I'm reading the comments right now as I speak to you guys, like, as far as, like, YouTube goes. People are saying this is the dance that put the whole show on the map. And, you know, look, I'm just so grateful to have been a part of, you know, Drew and Leah's, Lachey's, you know, I guess, creation too. Like, it was all of us. I can't just give all the credit to me. Like, by no means was it just me. It was definitely a collaboration. Like, it was not, I cannot take full credit for this whatsoever. However, I can take credit for, like, just the quality of movement, right? Like, I really hammered that into Drew from day one. We worked on his foundation. We worked on his stability. We worked on his strength and him leading, which he led this as well. Like, it really was magical to see and to witness. And I'm just so grateful to have been a part of this. This was so iconic in every way, shape, and form. Like, look, was the routine to this day, like, if we were to do this on the show, could we spice it up? Yes, 100%. But, like, still, it just, there's nothing like doing this for the first time. Like, it was so good. This was when Brokeback Mountain had just come out, you guys, by the way. And, like, Tom Bergeron would, like, said a joke about it. Anyway, Len Goodman basically said, now, this is a freestyle. This is exactly what we mean by really stepping outside of your comfort zone. This was fabulous. This was fun. It was great. It was everything that it needed to be and more. Now, this was the Brokeback Mountain reference when Bruno goes, you are to be the lead of Brokeback Mountain, the musical. And basically, Drew took the cowboy hat off my head that he had originally had. I think, yeah, he originally wore at the beginning of a routine. And then I had taken it. I think it fell on the floor, or not fell, but we threw it out. We threw it on the floor as we were still dancing. And then I had it on when we walked to Tom, right? Because I picked it up. And then he took the hat off my head and he basically covered it, hit the hat, covered his bum with the hat. Like, basically, I mean, still to this day, I've never seen the movie. So I'm assuming it's a reference. Carrie Ann goes, this was powerful. It was passionate. It was amazing. It was everything that we expected. And you know how to bring it when it counts. Good for you. Congratulations. And I can just tell you right now, we get a perfect score We get all 10s. And yeah, that's it. Like, you guys, this was 18 years ago. This was 18 years ago. Holy crap. And it's got over 1 million views. 18 years ago, you guys. And people are still talking about it. So, meaning me. But we just did a special on this like a couple of years ago. So this goes down definitely in Dancing with the Stars history. I would say of all the different Dancing with the Stars around the country, around the globe, I am grateful to have been a part of this. And yeah, tune in next week for the finale of season 2 of Dancing with the Stars 18 years ago. Holy hell. Love you guys. Thank you for reliving all of these beautiful moments and walking down memory lane with me. Wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. I realize that, and I am in gratitude. Sending you love until next time. Bye.
Make sure you guys follow us at Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans on our Instagram handle, and make sure you comment. Let me know who you want me to interview. What do y'all think? Let me know.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.